today is I'm going to take the session or lead on the session today. So I'm Chris Ross from England. Paul is currently having difficulties with Skype, so he's unable to make it today. So I've said I'll jump in and show a game. So can we just, who else have we got in the room?
I'm Jim Slagle, Eastern United States.
Bernard Siré from Lyon in France.
And Orhan Yeter from Istanbul, Turkey.
Hi there. Okay. So I believe this has been automatically recorded. So the game I'm going to show you today is a league game in one of my local leagues. Because of my geographical location, I'm able to play in quite a number of leagues. This one is actually in something called the Silver King League. I was white, and my opponent was called Peter Tibbett, who's graded ECF grade, that's the English grade, about 170. So that's roughly ELO 2000-ish. I'm currently 22-24, so obviously I'm heavily favourite to win this game. But this particular game is really interesting. It's 45 moves long, and essentially it starts off as an Eco C60 Royal of Pay, but actually quickly transforms into a King's Indian defense. And there's certain aspects of the transposition which are quite important. So we'll try and illustrate that as we go through. So I said I was white, so we're looking at it from the white point of view. Now, the time control for this was quite sharp. It was 1 hour, 15 minutes for all moves. So there was no time increment. There was no additional moves. There was no first control. It was just 1 hour, 15 minutes for all moves, which is quite sharp. So the opening was a fairly standard Royal of Pay. So we can just trot through this. So move one was pawn echo 4. And black replied one echo 5.
Yeah.
So two, knight foxtrot 3.
Yeah.
Knight charlie 6. Three, bishop to bravo 5, which is the Royal of Pay. Obviously, black's got lots of different moves here. There's loads of variations, standards, Berlins. My opponent chose the Steinitz variation. There's a few ways how you can get into the Steinitz. He chose the method of 3 golf 6.
Ooh.
So there's nothing inherently wrong with the move golf 6. Obviously, it has the main objective of fianchettoing on the king side. Mm-hmm. And black is trying to clamp down on the delta 4 square. So white needs to think about his strategy. You know, black's indicated already he's gone fianchetto king side. So again, it's nothing quite scary at the moment here. So white just castled, 4 castles. Nice, simple.
Would that be wrong to play d4, delta 4 right now?
Yeah, because I think black would just take it. And then fianchetto his bishop. And the bit... The bishop has a...
That's link. That's link. Skype left bracket, 5 right bracket. Skype left bracket.
The black would have the long diagonal. White wants to build up the center. White wants to go Charlie 3 and then Delta 4. So you can actually recapture on Delta 4 with the pawn. So that's why white waits.
Okay.
So 4 castles for white. And again, it's a slightly delayed variation of the Steinitz, but black played delta 6. So delta 6, support on the center. Mm-hmm. There could be tactics, loose tactics on the isolated pawn on e5. Interestingly, I played a woman, a women's international master last December as white in this similar variation. She's the wife of Gawain Jones, who's one of the top English players. So she gets a lot of coaching. She's a very good player. She actually dropped the Echo 5 pawn in a match against me and was lucky to save the game and hold the draw. So this pawn on e5, Echo 5, can be loose. So black's always got to be wary of it. So 5 for white. Started building the center. So 5, Charlie 3. That's pawn Charlie 3. And again, just to build the center. This knight on Charlie 6 has to be careful because it could be pinned when white goes delta 4, delta 5. Mm-hmm. So black immediately unpinned it with bishop delta 7. So that's 5 for black, bishop delta 7, which is the standard way of the Steinitz. Because if white wants to capture on Charlie 6, he really wants to do it with pawn structural damage. By this method, white black has stopped that. So here, white can build in the center. He can go 6 delta 4. That's perfectly okay. Nothing wrong with that at all. There's a standard idea that if black can get foxtrot 5 in, he might get a slightly more aggressive variation, which might not be to what white wants. So what white often does here on move 6 is make players to move rook echo 1. So the move 6 for white, rook echo 1, essentially pins the black echo pawn on echo 5 down to the king. So if black did play foxtrot 5, white can take it on foxtrot 5 and then go delta 4. And the position is going to open up, which is quite a dangerous variation for black. So a rook echo 1 tends to be quite a good waiting move. And it also has another purpose, which will come apparent quite soon. So six.
And can we try something like instead pawn delta 3, bishop eva 3 and queen delta 2 and try to get a bishop in hotel 6? In other words, not play delta 4 and just try to exchange the dark square bishop.
It's a plan, but I don't really see much future in that. Black has got what they call a small center, so that's with the pawn on delta 6. So one advantage for white immediately is the center. So I think delta 4 is the right plan, or a plan. White's got to be very careful because black hasn't developed his king's knight. And if he hasn't developed his king's knight, he's going to get foxtrot 5 in and can get really aggressive. So white has to stop that, really. Otherwise, he's going to be in a passive position. So rook echo, what 6 rook echo 1 stops this f5 idea. So after 6 rook echo 1, black fianchettoed with bishop golf 7. Mm-hmm. Makes perfect sense. You know, it's where it's going anyway. And now 7 for white was pawn delta 4. So again, this is a very typical Roy Lopez Steinitz position. Mm-hmm. So the big question for black now is, where does the black king's knight develop? And it's a tough positional strategic decision to make. Should he go to echo 7 or foxtrot 6? What do people think?
I would say Eva 7.
Okay, why?
Because it will allow to play at some stage Foxtrot 5 and support Foxtrot 5.
Okay, yeah, that's one idea.
Yeah, I can't agree with that.
So what do people think of Knight Foxtrot 6?
Well, it blocks the Foxtrot pawn, and it blocks the diagonal of the bishop. And it's not really threatening anything. Mm-hmm.
So the databases are split on this. Statistically, Knight Foxtrot 6 is the better move. And it gets the best results, and the higher players actually do play Knight Foxtrot 6. And in fact, it's what Sumarora played against me last December. The idea is to counterattack the pawn on Echo 4. So if white was ever to capture on Charlie 6, black can recapture with the bishop, and the Echo 4 pawn is attacked twice. That's one point. The other point is with the knight on Foxtrot 6, it can actually get to Hotel 5 to Foxtrot 4, which is similar to the King's Indian type structures. So Knight Foxtrot 6 has its more followers. In this game, this particular game we're looking at today, Black did choose Knight Golf Echo 7. So that's 7, Knight Golf to Echo 7. Now, this is where the interesting aspect comes in. Because what Black is doing, he's got the idea of, yeah, he wants to support Foxtrot 5. And if White continues in similar veins to the standard Royal Opay, he could go Bishop E3, Bishop Echo 3 here, and Queen Delta 2, Bishop Hotel 6. That's all fine. But that's Royal Opay. With the knight on Echo 7, what White can do here is actually transform it from a Royal Opay to a King's Indian defense position. And this is where versatility as a chess player really comes important. Because obviously this started off as a 1 Echo 4 opening. What's best now is to transform it into a 1 Delta 4 opening. And if White can transpose it with King's Indian, where the knight on Echo 7 is not as well placed, then obviously that's an advantage to White. So that's what White does here. So 8 for White. 8 for White was pawn Delta 5.
Yeah.
Because the knight on Charlie 6 doesn't have the natural retreat square to Echo 7. And with the pawn on Charlie 3 as well, the black knight can't jump into Delta 4, which in normal King's Indian positions, the white pawn is already on Charlie 4. So that would allow the knight Delta 4 jump. But this is where the transposition is slightly more favorable. Mm-hmm. So the black knight's only got one retreat. Obviously, it can go to Alpha 5. Because Bravo 4 will probably trap it at some point. I don't think it's immediately playable because obviously the bishop on Bravo 5 is loose.
Yeah.
So you might get away with knight Alpha 5, but it looks pretty risky. So the natural response is back to Bravo 8. So move 8 for black, knight back to Bravo 8, which again is fine. Because if white captures on Delta 7, then black can recapture with the knight and the knight's re-emerging. So that only helps black redevelop. And now we see why the white sixth move of Rook Echo 1 was quite important. Because now the white light squared bishop has a natural retreat square. So 9 for white was Bishop Foxtrot 1, which again this type of maneuver is a standard plan in variations like the Rosimimo of the Sicilian defense. So you can see how ideas can transcend across different openings. So Bishop Foxtrot 1 brings the bishop back, keeps the bishop, protects the king side, because the king side is going to come under quite a lot of pressure in this game. And it also makes the black queen's knight and queen's bishop slightly awkward. So this bishop on delta 7 doesn't have a natural square, because it's blocked in by the white pawns on delta 5 and echo 4. It can go to go 4, but white will then just force the win of it with Hector Hotel 3, and white will get the bishop pair for nothing, which is obviously an advantage.
So this bishop, why not retreat the bishop to delta 3? It would give additional control on Felix 5, and
yeah, but it could become a target on delta 3 with knight alpha 6 to Charlie 5, which again is a King's Indian type maneuver. So with the bishop on Foxtrot 1, it's just slightly safer, and it's and the other thing is, well, with the bishop on delta 3, it's not the pawn on delta 5 is not defended by the queen on delta 1. So if black plays Foxtrot 5, if white were ever to take echo 4 takes Foxtrot 5, the black knight on echo 7 is attacking the pawn on delta 5. So that could be a problem. So we've got to be careful with this pawn on delta 5. And it's the classical way to break down a pawn chain. You know, if the base of the pawn chain is on echo 4, if that is undermined, then the forward spear point of the pawn chain delta 5 could also be tactically loose. So you've always got to be careful of pawn breaks. So the bishop Foxtrot 1 just stops all of that and just puts the bishop on a better square. The bishop might want to go to golf 2 as well. If black plays Foxtrot 5, white might want to play golf 3 to defend the Foxtrot 4 square. Mm-hmm. And if he plays golf 3, then this bishop needs to be on golf 2 to cover all the light squares. But it goes around this bishop on delta 7. It doesn't have a natural square. So black's got to solve that. Incidentally, white could have played 9 alpha 4 to support the bishop, but it's not clear whether the pawn belongs on a4. So in the game, black got castled. So 9 castles for black. So black secures his king, and then starts thinking about what he's going to do with his development. So again, white wants to transpose it into a King's Indian here. And in the King's Indian defense, white is obviously playing on the queen's side, because that's where he thinks the best advantages are going to be. So white is going to target this Charlie 7 pawn, because that's the backward pawn. And it's the base of the pawn chain, Charlie 7, Delta 6, Echo 5. So if Charlie 7 is undermined, Delta 6 will break, and then Echo 5. Again, it's about pawn breaks. So white's got a few pawn breaks here. He's got Foxtrot 4 as a pawn break. So Foxtrot 4 is a pawn break. Charlie 5 is a pawn break. Mm-hmm. And I guess Alpha 6 is a pawn break. But one of the classical breaks in the King's Indian defense is the Charlie 5 break. So 10 for white is pawn Charlie 4. Again, defends the pawn on Delta 5. But also frees up the Charlie 3 square for the Queen's Knight, which is obviously the natural development square.
Mm-hmm. And could we try something like Hotel 4, Hotel 5, and Hotel 6? Because obviously black is not going to capture on Hotel 5.
No, but you're opening up lines on the king side when you do. White doesn't want that. White wants to play on the queen side. And also, if you play a Hotel 4, black might play Bishop Golf 4. And you can't attack that bishop on goal four anymore. So you just got to be slightly careful of playing Hotel four.
Yeah, probably if you want to play that, you have to play the retreat the bishop on Eva 2 rather than Felix 1 before.
Yeah, but again, when the bishop's on Echo 2, the pawn on Echo 4 is going to be loose. So you always got to be careful of your pawn structure.
That's right. It's loose, but not attacked yet.
Yeah, but it's loose, you know?
Yeah.
So when it is attacked, you would have to pay attention to it. Mm-hmm. And the bishop on Echo 2 just blocks in everything anyway.
Yeah, I always ask about Hotel 4 because in my own games, but I am not as good, of course, as you are, I found that the plan with Hotel 4, Hotel 5, and Hotel 6 has always been quite successful.
Yeah, it's a plan, but it doesn't belong in the King's Indian defense. Mm-hmm. King's Indian defense, white players on for this Charlie 7 pawn.
Okay, so Charlie 4.
Yeah, so Charlie 4 was played. So, again, we're in King's Indian defense territory. Black doesn't normally play Foxtrot 5 straight away. Because he's always got to be worried about the Echo 6 square. So if black was to play Foxtrot 5 now, the move knight goal 5 into Echo 6 is a strategic plan. And the okay, black can take on Echo 6, but the pawn on Echo 6 is quite annoying actually, and can white can sometimes sacrifice it, but he'll get knight Charlie 3 to delta 5, and quite quickly it's quite a well known pawn sacrifice type variation. So what black often does and did in this game, he went 10 for black, pawn Hotel 6, just to stop knight goal 5, and also he's preparing to advance all his kingside pawns, so the f pawn, the g pawn, the classical pawn storm which King's Indian defense players, you know, go for. So 10 Hotel 6. So white just gets on with it. 11, knight Charlie 3. It's just developing. And black plays Foxtrot 5. So again, typical King's Indian stuff. Black's got his Foxtrot 5 in. Now, I would say this is a fairly standard King's Indian position, with the exception that the bishop's on Delta 7 rather than Charlie 8, which I think makes a big difference, because the knight on Bravo 8 can come to Delta 7 to Foxtrot 6 very quickly. And it's going to take black, you know, at least another tempo to get rid of this annoying bishop on Delta 7. So Foxtrot 5, again, there was quite interesting things in the database here. Database has suggested that Alpha 5 was slightly best, just to try and get the knight onto Alpha 6, maybe. But there was quite a few games in that variation where it was fairly equal.
And then it goes to Charlie 5.
Yeah, and it's, you know, that's just standard King's Indian.
Yep.
So we're on move 12 now. What's white's plan here? Because he's going to get attacked on the king side. So do we worry about that, or do we get on with the queen side?
Mm-hmm. I think the echo takes Fox front 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that sort of opens up the dragon bishop on golf 7. So I've interestingly, I've had games where black has recaptured both with the G pawn, and one game I had took back with the bishop. And I got in a bit of trouble down the Foxtrot file. Mm. So go on.
I can post his knight at echo 4. Then.
Well, that's an interesting question, okay? Yeah. So the question is, which knight do you put on echo 4?
Yeah, is that.
Now, again, some familiarity with theory here helps. Because what I chose a variation here now, which was favored by Petrosian when he used to play against the King's Indian.
Should white be afraid of black playing Foxtrot 4?
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I was afraid of it. I guess I was right to be afraid of it.
Yeah, so that's a plan for white to go for black to go Foxtrot 4, golf 5, golf 4.
Then they all come, yeah.
which again is a standard plan. Yeah. And that's sort of why the bishop belongs on F1, because it's stopping or helping in the defense of this oncoming pawn storm.
Very good defensive position, yes.
Now, you've also got to consider this bishop on Charlie 1. Where can this bishop on Charlie 1 go?
Yeah, especially if black gets in Foxtrot 4.
Exactly. So this bishop on Charlie 1 doesn't have a future on the Charlie 1 to Hotel 6 diagonal.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have a future there. So this bishop is actually destined for the queen side.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally, we'd like it on Alpha 5 to attack the Charlie 7 pawn. It's going to take some time to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other thing is, white is going for this Charlie 5 break. So if white is going to play Charlie 5, the bishop, again, is very helpful on Alpha 3 to support that pawn break.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have to worry about this bishop on Charlie 1 yet. Its development isn't important. And this is what a lot of people struggle with, that in a fairly blockaded position... So nothing's been exchanged, has there? There's been no exchanges. So there's no open lines.
Yeah.
So development is not essential. Yeah?
Black has wasted time with his Bravo 8 Knight.
Yep.
Yeah.
So in these particular... this knight on Foxtrot 3 is going to get attacked once black plays Foxtrot 4, Gold 5, Gold 4. So this knight on Foxtrot 3 is actually quite annoying. It's not got anywhere to go. It's got nothing to do.
Yeah.
So in fact, it's this knight that belongs on Echo 4 and not the Charlie 3. So move 12 for white then was knight delta 2.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes, it's blocking in the bishop, but the bishop doesn't care about the C1. To Hotel 6 diagonal. And it's this knight on Delta 2 that really wants to recapture on Echo 4. Also, the white queen is given access to the G4 square. So black can't, you know, like get his bishop into G4 or anything like that. So the white queen is helping in the defense of the king side.
Is this Foxtrot 4 for black now good?
Yeah, but where black doesn't have any real pawn breaks then, does he?
Well, they'd all come down. I don't know what happens.
Yeah, all the pawns can come down, but with the bishop on F1, it's going to be very difficult to find a pawn break.
Yeah.
But if black play here, for example, Foxtrot 4...
Mm-hmm.
So what is the future of this knight here on Delta 2? What he will do?
He's going to go to Bravo 3. And from Bravo 3, he's going to help the pawn break Charlie 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So this is the focus of the white wants to get Charlie 5 in as soon as he can. So he's going to bring all his pieces around to bear on this Charlie 5 square. This is classical opposite wing play. White is wanting to play on the queen side. Black is going to try and hold that up. Black is going to try and get activity on the king side, and white is going to just try and hold that off. So it's classical, you know, the punch and duck type stuff. What black hopes is that his play is on the king side, so his target is the king, where white is hoping for a positional strategic win on the queen side. So it's that balance. If white can survive the attack, then he's going to have a winning endgame. Okay, so in the game, Foxtrot 4 is definitely a plan for black and just get on with it. This particular game, he decided to try to hold up the white advance. Yeah, so if black plays Foxtrot 4, I wonder if I can play Charlie 5 straight away. I might be able to do that, because then the knight would have access to the Charlie 4 square, which might be slightly awkward for him.
Yeah, right.
In fact, if Foxtrot 4, if I go Charlie 5, he takes it, I might have Delta 6 then. I think that's looking really dangerous for...
But I assume that Black can play Alpha 5 and Knight Alpha 6?
Yes, yeah. So in the game, I think Black decided that the pawn break Charlie 5 is too strong for White. I think he's actually quite right. So he actually played Bravo 6. So 12 for Black was pawn Bravo 6. Just stopping this Charlie 5 break.
Okay.
Only temporarily, though.
Yeah, but how does White get this in? White would like to play Bravo 4 here. But black just hits it with alpha 5, and white cannot support it with alpha 3 because the rook on alpha 1 is unprotected. So what white needs to get Bravo 4 in, but he needs to prepare it. He can't play alpha 3.
No.
Because if he plays alpha 3, black plays alpha 5. And again, because there's a hole on Bravo 3, black will play pawn alpha 5 to alpha 4, and white will never ever get in Bravo 4, because black can just take on Bravo 3 en passant, and that's not possible. So again, we're looking at classic.
Paul's coaching session.
So again, we need to figure out a way how to get Bravo 4 in.
Maybe Rook Bravo 1?
Yes, Rook Bravo 1, yes.
Okay, so in the game, 13 for white was Rook Bravo 1. Yep, good. So removes the rook off the long diagonal. So it's no longer a tactical liability. And white is threatening to play Bravo 4 straight away now. Because there's no tricks down the alpha file. So if white can get Bravo 4 in and Charlie 5, don't forget as well, this rook on Bravo 1 is looking down on the Bravo 7 square, because the Bravo 7 square is undefended. So if white can penetrate on the 7th rank, okay, that it's the 7th rank, but also the Charlie 7 square is attacked. So the rook is, you know, it's best placed on Bravo 1. Do you think you've got to keep an eye out on it? It is on the Bravo 1 to Hotel 7 diagonal. So it could be a tactical liability. But obviously, it's okay at the moment. So black can't allow Bravo 4 to come in straight away, can he? So he's got to play Alpha 5. So 13 for white. Sorry, 13 for black is Alpha 5. And again, this is all King's Indian type ideas. So how does white now get Bravo 4 in? So white can't play alpha 3 because black plays alpha 4 and clamps down on the queen side.
Wait, they do bravo 3 first, then alpha 3, and then bravo 4.
Okay, it's very slow, but in fact, that's the best plan. So 14 for white was bravo 3. Again, it's a slow, but it's a plan. And it's always best to have a plan.
It's unstoppable. Yeah.
Knight alpha 6, no?
Yep, so 14 for black was knight alpha 6. Again, he developed, trying to hold up bravo 4. But obviously, white can just continue with his plan. So 15 for white. Alpha 3. Yeah, and this is quite a difficult point for black now, because he's probably not going to be able to stop bravo 4. The knight on alpha 6 is quite well placed, actually, because it is holding up Charlie 5. It is defending Charlie 7, so it is doing a job. But now black has sorted out his queen side a little bit. He needs to decide about his king side. So does black, I don't know, does he play foxtrot 4, go 5, go 4? Is there anything in that, or is it just too slow? That's going to take foxtrot 4, 1 move, go 5, 2, go 4, 3 moves.
Looks... That's probably what I would play, and the other option I would consider is to play knight Charlie 5 anyway now, and exchange everything on Eva 4.
Yeah, you are taking a defender off the Charlie 5 pawn though, so that Charlie 5 break. So I think the knight on alpha 6 is doing a reasonable job at the moment. Yeah, in this particular game, black determined that the pawn pushing on the king side was just too slow. So he decided to go for open lines and piece activity. And quite importantly, what he wants the delta 4 square. Because mm-hmm. If he can get a knight on delta 4, that knight could be quite annoying. So black actually captured on echo 4. So foxtrot takes echo 4. Okay, what should white do now? Move 16.
Well, if you play with a rook, you may play at some stage bishop on foxtrot 5. So I think that you should recapture with the knight, even if it removes the knight from the Charlie 3 square.
So you would capture with the Charlie 3 knight?
Yes, I would.
But then what is the point of putting the knight on delta 2?
Yeah, I would take with the delta 2.
Yes, you're right. You're right. I forgot about that knight. Yes, yeah, you know. Yes, of course. Yeah. Delta two captures.
Okay, so rook takes echo 4 is not playable because of bishop foxtrot 5. We could go knight delta takes echo 4. So none of those were played in the game. Tell me about this pawn on echo 4, the black pawn on echo 4. Is it going anywhere?
Weak.
Yeah. Is it going anywhere?
It's not.
So why do you have to recapture it? This is what a lot of people... Oh, black's captured on echo 4. Yeah, so what? Your natural instinct is to recapture. but the pawn's not going anywhere, so you don't have to recapture it.
Yeah, but if I recapture with the delta 2 knight, it opens a 9 for my bishop, and I also gain more space with my knight. So it cannot be bad.
No, it's not bad, but White can just get on with his own plan, because you can go knight delta takes echo 14 point. If White captures on echo 4 with the knight, Black might play knight Charlie 5 to exchange it. Mm-hmm.
But so, you can support the echo 4 pawn, bishop foxtrot 5 or knight Charlie 5 again.
Yeah. So the point is, in the game, instead of recapturing, I played pawn bravo 4. Because I'm getting on with my plan, but I'm stopping this knight on alpha 6 getting into Charlie 5. So it's a very useful zwischenzug.
Yeah. Right.
I think it's the correct idea.
You have to calculate for Black Rook takes Foxtrot 2.
Nah, it's just a rook, isn't it?
Well, what does White do? If he takes the rook, you push the pawn, and you know, you get piece back. And you have something of an attack.
Because the rook takes on echo 3, which defends the Charlie 3, right? There's not enough there. You're just a rook down for nothing.
Well, White takes back with his rook. Oh, there's no rook there. He has to take with the king.
Oh. Yeah, rook takes F2 is not playable. It's just losing material.
Well, you can put the pawn check then with the pawn. And if he takes with the king, well...
Well, you don't take with the king. You take with the rook on echo 1.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay.
Because then the rook on echo 3 is.
Get all that. Sorry.
Yeah, no, none of that works. So 16 for Black. He took on Bravo 4. So that's pawn Alpha 5 takes Bravo 4. And obviously, it makes sense for me to recapture. So, Alpha 3 takes Bravo 4. And now Black heads for the Delta 5 square. So he went Knight, Foxtrot 5. So that Black is actually threatening to push the Echo 4 pawn now to Echo 3. And I definitely don't want to take back with the F2 pawn, do I?
What happens if we play Charlie 5?
I presume I just take it, I guess. I take
on Delta. En passant, or you would take...
I take en passant. Mm-hmm. And then you can't recapture because Bravo 5 is going to fork two pieces.
Yeah, but this pawn is probably... You have to, right.
No, it's right. He played Knight Foxtrot 5. He wants to get into Delta 4. Yeah. Delta 4 is quiet enough. So Black's threatening to play Echo 3. So I have to capture now on Echo 4. So the question is, which knight do I capture with? And I think, to be honest, I think both are valid. But I decided that this knight on Delta 2 was destined for Bravo 3 to help with the Charlie 5 push.
Okay.
So I actually captured with the Charlie 3 knight. So knight Charlie 3 takes Echo 4.
It goes to hits the Charlie 5 square.
Yeah, I'm hitting the Charlie 5 square. I think I wanted the knight coming into Bravo 3 as well, because I want this knight that's coming into Delta 4, I want to challenge it. So, did I capture? Knight Charlie takes Echo 4. I've got it. Yeah, that's right. So 18 for black was an interesting move. Slightly awkward move to see, actually. He actually, black played 18 for black, queen echo 8. So what's the idea of queen echo 8?
Queen echo 8.
Which is actually quite an awkward move to play against. So what's black threatening?
He can go to foxtrot 7 and threatening to foxtrot 2.
Yeah,
also support the bishop and to bravo 5 or something like that.
So bishop bravo bishop. 5. Go on.
Oh, bishop. Bishop alpha 4, maybe.
Yeah, bishop alpha 4 is quite awkward because the white queen doesn't have many squares.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No. Because if she goes to echo 2 or foxtrot 3 or something like that, knight delta 4 could be a problem. So the white queen is a little short of squares here. So we need to find a good square for the queen. The black queen is also defending this loose pawn on golf 6, which could be a tactical loose pawn. The other idea as well, black could be playing golf 5 here and queen hotel 5 and getting his queen to the king side if the white queen strays away. So queen echo 8 is actually a slightly problematic move for white.
But there are probably too many white pieces around the white king for an attack just with a queen and a knight be successful.
Yeah, the bishop on foxtrot 1 is a good defensive piece. The knight on echo 4 is obviously doing a very good job defending foxtrot 2. Yeah, I don't give much hope for the black attack, but you never know. But white's got to solve this bishop alpha 4. What are we doing about bishop alpha 4?
We want to push to Charlie 5, but maybe you can play here bravo 5.
Yeah, but that just blocks up the position and I'll never get the Charlie 5 as a break. Now, if so, anything, White wants to play Charlie 5.
Yeah, but
it's not. There is another purpose to the move queen echo 8 as well, but it's not immediately apparent. It's a bit of a... Because black's trying to get a little bit of tactics going now. So, as I said, we need to find a square for the white queen. But we also want to get on with our own plan, though, don't we? We don't want to be derailed.
Yeah. So play the bishop alpha 3 and queen Charlie 1, something like that.
Yeah.
Can be plan, maybe.
Yeah. Because we can't go knight bravo 3 because bishop alpha 4 pins it, mm-hmm. which is quite annoying. We can't play rook alpha 1 because the bravo pawn drops off. Yeah, so we want to push our Charlie pawn. So the move 19 for white was bishop alpha 3. Which gives the Charlie 1 square for the queen. So I think white's strategic plan is coming very strong now. He's got all these pieces on nice squares. He's threatening just to play queen c1, and then Charlie 5 is going to be coming in with quite a lot of vengeance. So can black mix things up here?
I would consider knight Charlie 5.
Yeah. So yeah, similar. I think I'd just take it with the pawn. Yeah, okay. That is the weak point. Yep. The bishop on alpha 3 is loose. Mm-hmm. So black finds a slightly better way to try to exploit the loose nature of the bishop on alpha 3. So knight Charlie 5 is a little tactic, but black's got a slightly better way to play it. Mm-hmm. Essentially, what black wants to do, black wants to force white to play Charlie 5 himself. Because if once white plays Charlie 5, knight takes Charlie 5, could win a pawn. Mm-hmm. So how do we force white to play Charlie 5 here?
Bella 5?
Yeah, it's a slightly strange tactic. And that, it's another reason why Queen Echo 8 was played, because it's defending the B5 pawn. So black in the game played 19 for black, Bravo 5. Mm. Now, obviously, I can't take this because black just recaptures, and the Bella 4 pawn, a Bravo 4 pawn is just stupid. Mm-hmm. So taking it isn't playable. So what white's hand is pretty much forced here, isn't it?
Yeah.
So he's got to go 20 Charlie 5. So 20 Charlie 5 was played.
Now black can take it with the knight.
Do you think that's best? Do we like knight takes Charlie 5? White's threatening pawn Charlie 6 and then to capture on Bravo 5 with the bishop. Mm-hmm. So black's got to do something very quickly here.
Knight takes pawn.
Okay, so in the game, black played knight takes Charlie 5.
Yeah.
So 21 for white was Bravo takes Charlie 5.
Okay.
Rook takes bishop.
Yep, so 21 for black, rook takes alpha 3. Now, this is, it's interesting because black's won a pawn, but white can win the pawn back easily enough. Black's liquidated quite a lot of pieces, but in the doing, he's actually helped white break down a lot of the pawn chain. So white needs to win his pot, needs to win this Bravo 5 pawn, doesn't he? Mm.
Yeah. Idea.
Why not?
What's that?
Charlie 6.
Yeah, so 22 Charlie 6 hits the bishop. Mm-hmm. Well, the bishop's only got one square, hasn't it?
Yeah,
Charlie 8.
So it's got to go back to Charlie 8.
Sky
27. So, does it matter what we capture on Bravo 5 with?
We should take with the bishop, I think, because you can play Charlie.
Yeah.
Alpha 6.
I wouldn't like to see the black bishop coming to alpha 6, so we should capture with bishop, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got to be slightly careful of this black rook on alpha 3. You might trap it. If we're not careful. In the game, I decided to hunt down this black rook straight away. So I went Queen Charlie 1. So 23, Queen Charlie 1. Hits the rook.
Okay, so you did not recapture on Bella 5?
No.
Okay.
I went Queen Charlie 1 to hit the rook.
There's no hurry taking the charge. Get it the time you want.
Oh, sorry, I just dropped my phone. Hang on.
Just the second time we've seen that in this game, that can't be happening right away. That's a good thing.
Sorry, I didn't hear any of that. I dropped my phone. Sorry, say all that again.
Oh, say this is the second time you didn't make a recapture right away. That's maybe a lesson we should learn. We lesser mortals, that you know, sorry, we have to recapture right away.
So.
Sorry, I missed the move. What was the move? After Bishop, Bishop Charlie 8.
Queen to Charlie 1 for white.
Queen Charlie 1, okay. So, okay.
Okay, sorry, my connection went down there. Can you hear me,
Yeah.
Okay, so we were thinking about recaptures. Yeah, you should never recapture automatically. You should always see if you can find better moves.
Mm-hmm.
Especially all these swish and souks. So I've just played 23 for white, Queen Charlie 1 to hit the rook. So the rook needs somewhere to go. So where can this little rook go?
Alpha 7?
It's a little bit loose on Alpha 7, isn't it?
Yes, but you will remove your bishop from the Charlie 8 square someday, and you will double your heavy pieces on the A file.
Cool. Yeah, that's slightly ambitious, but yeah, it's possible. Black initially put it back on alpha 5. So 23 rook alpha 5. I guess he's trying to say I'm happy with exchanges. But again, this just allows me to gain time on the rook.
With a knight move, yes?
No, with the queen. So 24 for white, Queen Charlie 3.
Mm-hmm.
Queen Charlie 3, yes.
So the queen is just, it's got developed. It's on a nice square. It's defending the third rank, which might be a problem.
But could you challenge also, if you play the knight on Bella 3, you can later challenge the A-file. By playing yourself rook alpha 1 and trying to get control of the A file.
Yeah, you've got to be careful of the black rook coming to alpha 2. If the black rook comes to alpha 2, I want to harass it with the queen on bravo 3, not the knight. But also, it's important that the knight on echo 4, it needs that stable platform. The knights on delta 2 and echo 4 defend each other and are just holding everything up.
But if he puts his rook on alpha 2, you can always play rook alpha 1 yourself. The everything is defended, and the Charlie 8 bishop prevents the queen from getting to alpha 8. So why do you fear rook alpha 2 as long as you can play rook alpha 1?
But if when I play rook alpha 1, I want to recapture with the rook. Not the queen.
Yes, of course.
So it's.
Hello?
It dropped again.
Yeah, he dropped. Yeah.
Yeah. But the queen is control the third rank. And...
So, hi, guys. My connection keeps going in and out. I don't know why. It's a bit... I want to recap.
Hello?
Oh, my God. I think he pushed the button on of his headset, so that's why.
Maybe.
He lived. Queen control the third rank, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So she can go to even the golf tree or something like that. Immediately. Okay.
Yeah, sorry guys, my internet keeps kicking, going in and
no,
out.
No problem.
Oh my God.
but even if you capture with the queen on alpha file, you still have time to line up the queen and the rook before he can challenge your A file.
Yes, right.
So I don't understand, to be honest, why you do not like the queen takes on the A file. Play yourself rook alpha one, and if it raids, queen takes rook, and then you move your queen somewhere else on the A file and the other rook, and try to penetrate on the A file.
Yeah, and I think I want to penetrate with the rook on the alpha file. The other thing as well, my queen, I've got to be careful with my delta five pawn. My delta five pawn is loose, so that needs defending. So it's how do I defend that? I just feel as though white should be penetrating with the rook rather than the queen. And I think the queen is needed for defensive purposes. I'm not saying queen takes alpha one is a bad plan. With the queen on alpha one as well, I've always got to be careful. If black plays knight delta four, the follow-up knight from delta four to Charlie two is going to fork the queen on alpha one and the rook on echo one. So I must be very careful of that.
But the fact that you are allowed to play queen Charlie three, does this move that the rook to alpha four or alpha five was a bad move? And in fact, that the rook on alpha 7 would have been slightly a better move.
I think the rook back to alpha 8 would have been a better move. Yeah, I think rook alpha 5 has helped me. Yes.
Yeah. We're in a better position now.
Yeah, it's allowed me to gain time, yeah.
Okay.
So 24, Queen Charlie 3. So the rook is attacked. So it went back to alpha 8. So 24 mm-hmm. for white, for black, back to alpha 8. I don't think it massively matters what I capture on Bravo 5 with. I recaptured with the bishop. So 25, bishop takes Bravo 5. And black played knight delta 4. So this knight is well placed. You know, it's a good strong knight. I've also got to be very careful of knight e2 forks. So I must be very, very wary of that.
Very dangerous.
Yeah, I want to keep my like squared bishop, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So bishop foxtrot one again.
I put it back on delta three, bishop delta three.
Yeah, it's better.
Because I want to prevent knight Charlie two as well. So I think the bishop's just covering all the squares. I'm sort of eyeing up the g6 pawn as well.
Mm-hmm.
You think black would have given up his strong knight for your bishop anyway, though?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Well, it's definitely a possibility anyway. Well, the bishop was loose anyway. No, it wasn't loose, was it? Yeah, because if he can take on Bravo 5 and then go bishop alpha 6, that bishop's coming Okay. Bishop on alpha 6 is quite strong, isn't it?
I guess in general you don't want exchanges either. You got a big advantage on the queen side now.
Yeah, I think bishop delta 3. I don't think it matters whether it goes to delta 3 or Charlie 4. Charlie 4 would have defended the pawn. But this pawn is not easily attacked. Black tried to attack it. So in the game, black went queen foxtrot 7.
Why not play the bishop alpha 6 to change the bishops?
Yeah, I think that's possible, but that allows the white rook to penetrate on bravo 7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can never get rid of that bishop, the rook on bravo 7.
Right.
I think that would be quite very dangerous for black. Yeah, so queen foxtrot 7 attacks the delta 5 pawn. Is that pawn on pre?
Francis G. Slagle would like to talk. It's Francis G. Slagle.
So is this pawn on delta 5 on pre or not?
If you take the delta 5, bishop Charlie 4.
Bishop Charlie 4.
Yeah, so the delta pawn is actually not on pre. But I think what black might be threatening, he might be threatening to take on, play bishop alpha 6. And then once the bishops have gone off the board, I think queen takes delta 5 could be an idea. So I think it's important here to get at least one pair of rooks off the board. So the best way to stop bishop alpha 6 is 27, rook alpha 1.
Bishop Felix 5.
Yeah, so black played bishop foxtrot 5. That's 27, bishop foxtrot 5. It's developing. So white wants a pair of rooks off the board, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So rook takes foxtrot. Rook takes alpha 8. Black recaptured. Obviously, rook takes alpha 8.
Rook Bella 1.
Why rook Bella 1?
In due time to get to Bella 7 after you have secured the square for your king with hotel 3 or something like that.
It dropped.
Oops.
Dropped.
Look out for one, maybe.
Right, sorry guys, my internet went down again. I didn't hear why rook bravo 1?
Yeah. The idea is to place a rook on Bella 7, and after, of course, you've made a square for your king with hotel 3 or hotel 4, maybe hotel 3.
Okay,
I don't care that much about the rook on alpha 2.
Yeah, the rook can't really get alpha 2, really, because bishop Charlie 4 will chase it away. So the best move is, 29, rook bravo 1. So rook bravo 1 was played. So Black decided now to try and snatch this pawn on delta 5. So he took the tactic away. So 29 for Black was King Hotel 7.
Oh, yeah.
So the kings are out of the pin now, or the potential pin. Mm-hmm. So Black is now threatening to take this pawn on delta 5. So how do we defend this pawn?
We need to defend the pawn.
Now you've got to remember, that knight echo 2 is possible for Black.
Yeah.
So the move 30 for White, Bishop Charlie 4, doesn't work because of Queen takes Delta 5, which deflects the bishop's protection away from Echo 2. Mm-hmm. But in fact, that doesn't work because the knight on Echo 4 is defending the queen on Charlie 3. So although knight Echo 2 check and knight takes Charlie 3 is playable, White can recapture on Charlie 3 with the knight. But the problem is that the bishop on Foxtrot 5 then is up, the diagonal is opened up to take the rook on Bravo 1. Now, that's fine. But both the knight on Delta 2 and Charlie 3 then would defend the rook, rook on Bravo 1. So I could recapture on Bravo 1. Essentially, what would happen is Black would give up, what would it be? White would give up the rook for two pieces. But because of the nature of the white pieces being quite dominating, and especially the pawn on c6, I strongly suspect that should be winning for white. So Bishop Charlie 4, I think, does work, but there are tactics, you know, floating around that White would have to calculate quite carefully. So it's not Bishop Charlie 4, but 30.
So why not retreat the bishop on Felix 1?
Because I think it's just well placed on d3, because it's defending Charlie 2, it's defending the rook on Bravo 1.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is all of this, you know, White's got to be careful of. It's, so the best move on move 30 is actually Queen Charlie 4 and not Bishop Charlie 4. So 30...
King Rook to Bravo 7.
Delta, we've got to defend the d5 pawn.
Why?
Because it's on pre.
Yeah, but then you take his charge.
Yeah, but then Charlie 6 is dropping off. It's getting all a bit... does Charlie 6 drop off? You've got to be careful of Rook Alpha 1 check as well, so be careful of your back rank.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, be careful of back rank, because there's too many tactics there. No, the White Queen is best on Charlie 4, because it's taken away all the tactics. So knight e2 is never a problem, though.
And then you're still threatening bishop. I mean, rook to bravo 7. Anyway.
Yeah, so rook bravo 7 is a direct threat now.
Mm-hmm. The threat is
So how does Black stop rook bravo 7? Mm-hmm. So there's only one real way Black can stop Rook Bravo 7. So 30 for black, bishop cast, bishop Charlie 8.
Bishop Charlie 8.
So white's got some tactical difficulty. Bishop alpha 6 is threatened. And after bishop alpha 6, white black can take on delta 3, and then delta 5 is dropping off. Mm-hmm. So yeah, white's got to be careful of the tactics now. So how are we going to progress here? Now, don't forget, we're in a tight, quite a sharp time control, and we're on move 30 now as well.
So we have to
defend. Knight, six.
We've got to stop bishop alpha 6. I think bishop alpha 6 is too strong.
So we should move the queen. What where?
Wait. If we could put the knight on Charlie 6, we could maybe play rook Bella 7. I am thinking of playing rook Bella 7.
In giving up the exchange?
Yes.
Okay.
That's something I would consider. I don't know if I would play it, but...
calculate it.
Okay, so... again, we're going to solve bishop alpha 6. I don't think we can move the white queen anywhere because the queen needs to defend the pawn on delta 5. Mm-hmm. So the only square can go keep. That means either bravo 3 or bravo 5. Both of those squares are defended by the knight on delta 4. White could play 31 bishop foxtrot 1 here, and that would, you know, save at least the bishop. Mm-hmm. But then bishop alpha 6, the queen runs away, but then delta 5 could be lost. I think there are tactics, though. I might have weird moves like queen alpha 4, queen alpha 2, and pin the bishop on alpha 6. So that's slightly difficult. So 30 bishop foxtrot 1 is playable, but when you think about a psychological thing, you're playing in a sharp time control. White is theory best to play. So the best move psychologically, and it's the second best move for white, is actually 31 rook bravo 7. Which is sort of like saying to black, I'm attacking Charlie 7. Yeah, so it's quite a scary move to face, really, rook bravo 7. I don't think black can take it. Because the pawn on bravo 7 is going to be too strong.
White can, and
then the white knights can come to bravo 3, to alpha 5, to charlie 6. And I think...
yeah.
I just don't think it works. So, yeah, rook bravo 7, scary move. So white is... what's white's threat now?
Let's see what threat. Knight takes pawn.
Yeah, so knight takes delta 6 is a direct threat.
Yeah.
So black's got to solve knight takes delta 6. So that means either defend the pawn or move the queen out of the c7 pin. But if you move the queen out of the c7 pin, white can just simply go rook takes Charlie 7.
So you have only one move. Queen
Eva 7. Yeah, Queen Eve 7 is playable. I think black decided to defend the pawn the other way. So 31 for
bishop,
black.
Bishop Foxtrot 8.
Yeah, so 31 for black, Bishop Foxtrot 8.
Okay.
So how should white proceed here? I think the way I went about, I don't think it was strictly necessarily the most accurate. So in the game, I actually played 32 Bishop Foxtrot 1. I think I was just making sure my back rank is not weak. I presume Hotel 3 is probably best. Because the bishop was doing quite a good job on Delta 3. So Bishop Foxtrot 1 was played. And black thought, well, he couldn't take the exchange. So he tried to reactivate the bishop. So 32 for black, Bishop Foxtrot 5.
Yeah, why not pawn Foxtrot 3 for white instead of Bishop Felix 1?
The pawn doesn't belong on Foxtrot 3. Because black has got the dark squared bishop. So if he can get a bishop or a queen on the Charlie 1 to Hotel 6 diagonal, then the Echo 3 square is weak. I don't think you should allow that. And if you play...
Yes, but on the other hand, the knight on Eva 4 is strong, and you have the white squares, and I am not sure that black can do much on the black squares.
Well, maybe not, but it's, you shouldn't give him hope. The pawn's absolutely fine on Foxtrot 2. The knight is secure on Echo 4. It can't be attacked anytime soon. White wants to play Hotel 3, not Foxtrot 3. I agree that Bishop Foxtrot 1 wasn't necessary. I think it was over cautious. So 32 Bishop Foxtrot 1 was played. Black played 32 Bishop Foxtrot 5. And on move 33 is where I create the flight square. So 33 for white was Hotel 3. So it gives the flight square to the king. I might want to play Gold 4. I think Gold 4 might be a possibility. So black went ultra defensive now. Black went Rook Charlie 8. Guess he's just trying to defend his pawn. He wants to move the queen, doesn't he?
He overprotected the pawn. Yeah.
So he's got to protect the pawn. Okay. I came up with an interesting plan now. So how should white play here?
After goal four, where does the bishop go?
He's got to trade it. But is that something white really wants to allow? Now, don't forget the threat of a tactic is often stronger than the execution of a threat.
Yeah.
So you've said that go4 forces bishop takes echo4. So how can we take that option away from black?
Yeah, you remove the knight.
Yeah.
Remove the knight.
So where can the knight go? Well, it's only got one square, right?
Go three.
Yeah, but if you've got a goal three, you're not threatening goal four then, are you?
Yeah, so it has to be Charlie three.
Yeah, so 34 for white was knight Charlie three. Mm-hmm. With the direct threat of goal four winning the bishop. Could I be threatening knight alpha four to bravo six here? I think that's a threat, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, but black's got to solve this goal four issue first. So how does black stop g4 winning the bishop?
g5?
Yeah, g5 is one way, I guess. The thing is, though, he wants to try to control the dark squares, though, doesn't he? He doesn't want to blockade them up.
Mm-hmm.
Because this bishop on f8 could be a big asset to him.
Mm-hmm.
If he gets going. So the best move is actually Hotel 5. Okay, so Hotel 5 was played. Black could have moved the rook on Charlie 8 and given the Charlie 8 square to the bishop. Okay, so now goal 4 is no longer playable.
So can we bring back the knight on Felix 3 with two squares available, goal 5 and Hotel 4?
Yeah, but the knight on Delta 4 is controlling the Foxtrot squeeze 3 square.
Yeah.
So knight f3 can't be played. The other purpose of putting the knight on Charlie 3 is that the knight on Charlie 3 is defending the pawn on Delta 5, which means the white queen can now move. Yeah, it's the white queen can actually start being more effective rather than defending this stupid pawn on Delta 5. So
the knight on Delta 4 has a greater value than the knight on Charlie 3. So maybe we can play knight on Bella 5.
I think knight Bravo 5 is a plan, yeah. I think it's a plan. Knight Bravo 5 is a plan. I decided just to reoccupy the echo 4 square. So I went knight delta to echo 4.
Yes. How is black going to respond to knight bella 5? Seems strong.
I guess he just takes them off. Probably takes. Just takes, yeah.
But you have achieved a lot if you trade those two knights for, and why is much better?
I think it's a plan. Yeah, I definitely think it's a plan.
Okay.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with it. I chose to go the slightly different way. So knight delta to echo 4 threatens knight g5 check, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Black needs top to defend that somehow.
Top bishop, hotel 6.
That allows knight takes
delta
6.
No. Doesn't work, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't work. The king moves.
Bishop f7.
King hotel 6.
Yeah, king hotel 6 is playable, I guess. I guess if king hotel 6, I'm just going to maybe put the queen back on delta 3, threaten queen delta 2 check, that type of stuff. Because it's my queen, though. Once my queen gets active, I'm going to start converting this advantage. Can you go queen echo, bishop echo 7? Probably. I think queen echo 7 is play. Bishop. He actually decided to go queen echo 7. So that's 35 for black, queen echo 7. I guess he's got ideas of going hotel 4. There could be, well, he's got to be slightly careful of little snap attacks now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so black's going to be coming into queen h4 and start being a bit annoying. I decided to go 36 bishop delta 3. I don't know why. I think just to overprotect the knight on. I wanted to exchange this bishop on foxtrot 5 because I thought it was becoming too strong. Because once I get exchanges off the board, then the end game is just going to be good. It just takes a little bit of calculation, this, because black can get a bit aggressive, and he did. So 36 for black was queen hotel 4. So black might start having possibilities of sacrificing on hotel 3 here. I had a similar game a couple of weeks ago in a similar position as this is black, a little bit more complicated. I posted it on the user groups. It was called Wild. And I sacrificed on F3 and got a knight and queen weaving around. And I managed to beat a strong player. So I think bishop takes hotel 3 is a threat here. So a little bit of calculation is needed. So I went a little, yeah. I think maybe bishop back to foxtrot 1 is playable. But I just continued with the plan. I want to exchange this bishop on foxtrot 5. So I played knight golf 3. So this bishop on foxtrot 5 doesn't have any squares now.
All right.
So can black sacrifice on hotel 3?
Yeah. 2 points. The knight is a very good defender of the king there.
The thing
I
is,
think
though,
doesn't do anything to sacrifice.
Bishop will come back, and the queen.
Now, remember, when you move a piece, it also vacates the square for another piece. So the idea of this, if black captures on hotel 3, if black does that twice, the bishop on delta 3 can actually come to echo 4. Mm-hmm. And what it does on echo 4, it defends knight f3 check. And the bishop can come back. So the bishop on echo 4 is a really good defensive piece. So yeah, sacrifices don't work for black. So he certainly doesn't want to give up his light squared bishop for a knight, does he?
Yeah.
No, so exchanged on delta 3. So bishop takes delta 3. 38 for white was queen takes delta 3. So, yeah, I don't think there's no attack now, is there? So black played king golf 7. I don't know why. Guess he's just trying. He's asking white how to convert, I guess. Yeah, so this is the critical point now. So it's move 39. How does white stopped all the attack? There's no more tactics. The bishop's off the board. How do we convert?
Can we try to the queen?
Where do you want to put the queen?
I was considering to put the queen on alpha 7.
Yeah, okay. You can try to get it to alpha 7, yeah.
I think that's...
What does it do on alpha 7?
Well, it attacks a pawn on Charlie 7 first, and it it probably allows you to play with a knight later on Bella 5, or...
True, this black knight on Delta 4 is still stopping that, though, is... Yeah, you're getting the idea. You need the white queen to penetrate on the queen side. Mm-hmm. But where does she penetrate on the queen side? So you don't want her on alpha 7. You need another square for her where she attacks the Charlie 7 pawn.
Alpha 5, then.
So, yeah, so it's actually alpha 5, which is more important. And again, on alpha 5, she defends the delta 5 pawn. So ultimately, we want to get to alpha 5. On alpha 5, it stops the black queen from penetrating onto bravo 4 as well, which just might be a little bit annoying. So how do we want to get to alpha 5? How do we want to get to alpha 5?
You can go to alpha 6, then alpha 5.
Okay. So alpha 6 is definitely possible. How do we get to alpha 6 with tempo? Because on alpha 6, it attacks the rook on Charlie 8.
Rook so alpha 7, right?
Yeah, so the best move for white is actually, interestingly, 39, rook alpha 7. Which is quite an irritating move for black to solve, really.
Yeah.
So rook alpha 7, it also allows the white queen to land on the alpha file without being harassed. So queen alpha 6 is coming in very quickly. So I think, yeah. So black decided to run back. So he went 39 for black, queen delta 8.
I think I have something wrong on my board. Where are the minor pieces located?
So the white knights are on Charlie 3 and golf 3.
Okay, check, okay.
Yeah, the black knight is on delta 4.
Check. Okay.
And there's a bishop on foxtrot 8.
Okay, I copy. Okay, that's good.
So black's just played queen back to delta 8.
So queen on delta 3?
Yes. Okay, I just decided just to re-centralize the knights, I think, just to be solid, I think. So I played 40 for white, knight golf 3 to echo 4. Again, I'm presuming I just want the possibility of going knight golf 5 if I'm allowed. Because if I can get my knight on goal 5 to echo 6, that looks pretty horrible, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Computer suggests knight golf echo 2. I'm not sure about that. Just to try and get rid of this knight on delta 4.
New notification from mail. Google alerts. Google alert dash quote reads knight is pigment. Osa quote treatment.
Yeah.
So black played 40, rook bravo 8. I guess rook bravo 8 is just to stop me playing from knight bravo 5, I guess.
Yes, obviously.
Notification.
So 41 for white was queen alpha 6.
New notification from mail. Vikash Mishra. Recall in Skype tournament. Vikash vs Sauro. E. Rentaya. New notification from mail. Bank of America. Your available balance. Hi, James. Here's your available. New notification from mail. Bank of.
Okay, so we've got 41 for white was queen alpha 6. Now we're starting to penetrate. This is virtually over now.
Mm-hmm.
Black. I'm finding it hard to find a move for black now, really.
The bishop does nothing.
I think black tried just to try to exchange pieces here, thinking he could just hold it off somehow, but he just crumbled. He went 41 for black, queen, Charlie 8. I guess he just wants the queens off.
But you're not going to do that.
No.
Queen, so, Charlie 8?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Queen alpha 5.
Yeah, just quick. 42 queen alpha 5. Just wins the c7 pawn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's nothing now for black. So it collapsed quite quickly. So he went 42 for black, bishop echo 7.
Bishop equals 7. Yeah. Bishop takes pawn. Oh, rook takes pawn.
Yeah, so 43, rook takes Charlie 7. Can you say the whole strategy is to undermine this pawn? And on move 43, I've finally done it.
Finally paid off.
So black played queen delta 8. It doesn't matter what. If the queen goes anywhere else, echo 8 or foxtrot 8 or anything like that, I've got knight takes delta 6 because the bishop's pinned. Mm-hmm. So the queen went to delta 8 to defend the d6 pawn.
It doesn't change anything. You play your rook delta 7. No.
I lose. And I said the rook is pinned.
Yeah. Queen alpha 7.
Yep, so queen alpha 7. 44, queen alpha 7. Attacks the bishop. So and black then, black unpins. So king foxtrot 8.
Rook rook delta 7.
Yeah, there's a stronger move. Rook takes echo 7.
Yes, rook takes echo 7, of course. Yeah.
So 45, rook takes echo 7. And it just wins a piece.
Yeah.
Yeah, so black resigns there.
How much time is left?
I didn't make an order of it. I don't think there was much time left. Say again?
Both players had not much time.
No, I think there was like 10 minutes left, 5-10 minutes left. But in that type of time control, I always make sure I'm ahead on the clock.
Yes.
I make it a policy.
Good advice.
To keep myself 4-5 minutes always in front of my opponent.
Yes.
It's just a good policy. It just puts it's psychological pressure more than anything. But that game was interesting in many ways because it started off as a royal pay, but then transposed into a King's Indian defense with difference in the tempo and the positional element of the light squared bishops. So that those were different. And, you know, the way white went about trying to get the Charlie 5 break, and then ultimately going to go for the strategic backward Charlie 7 pawn. And it's instructive that it was actually the Charlie 7 pawn that ultimately fell. But that just shows you, if you go for a long-term plan, if that guides your play, you know, figure out the tactics as you do it, but keep a constant in a plan, then, you know, it will lead you in the right plan, you know, and it's, yeah, it was interesting.
Interesting.
Where did black go wrong mostly?
I think it's that big decision, isn't it? Whether to exchange on echo 4 or to try a pawn storm.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard.
I don't think you should so many pawns on the queen side and stuff. You should. That just helps your attack in a way.
Yeah, maybe Bravo 5. Bravo 5 looked nice because he had the tactic of knight takes Charlie 5.
Yeah.
But maybe that pawn liquidation was just, it was helping me more than hindering me.
Yeah, when the smoke cleared. If he had won a pawn, that'd be one thing, but he didn't win a pawn. So then it's just.
Yeah, he just opened up lines for me then, didn't he? So, but, you know, all of that, it's very difficult to appreciate when you're playing in a very fast time control.
Sure is.
You know, when you're playing internationally and have hours and hours, you can appreciate these little nuances. But when you're playing, you know, 8 o'clock on an evening after a day's work and you're tired and, you've got an hour and 15 to play a game. You know, it's tough.
Sure. Especially if you're the higher rated player, you kind of have to win. The draw is kind of no good.
Exactly. And this the pressure I have when I played players quite regularly.
Yeah.
A chap held me to a draw 2 weeks ago. I absolutely crushed him. It was one of my annotated games recently, which was called Happy Valentine's Day. He had the white pieces against me I think it was 2 weeks ago. And I took too many risks. And in the end, I was quite lucky to hold the draw.
Yeah,
and it's like the reverse. When I played the International Master last week, he's heavily favoured to win. But as we're playing, he won the exchange. Mm-hmm. I got compensation, made sure I was up on the clock. He had 90 seconds to finish the game. I had about 3.5 minutes.
Whoa.
And they offered me a draw. Okay, I might have been able to play on and flag him,
uh-huh.
but he didn't deserve that because I'd actually won the exchange back by then. I think he was a pawn up, but it was a rook pawn end game, which theoretically is a draw. But of course, I was going to take the draw, you know, because he's a better player. I got a lot of rating points for that.
Uh-huh.
And that's the way of the chess world, you know. If a weaker player holds you and you can't convert it, then you've got to take the draw. Yeah.
It's tough because the weaker player is white, you know. Like you got to beat him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, this when I was black against the IM last week, so that must have been quite irritating for him that he couldn't break me down with the white pieces. And in that league, that's in the Sheffield League, that's an hour for the whole game.
Whoa.
That's fast. Yeah. An hour, you know, for the whole game.
But again, you're a fast player if you want to be, right? So
what helps me is I've got a lot of good understanding of the principles mm-hmm. of openings. Yeah, I know a bit of theory. I know quite a lot of theory, but I understand what the structure is trying to do. Again, this example I've shown you here, I was able to switch it from the Royal Ope. Because I can appreciate what the Royal Ope is trying to do. And I switched it into the King's Indian. Yeah. And again, because I know what both sides are trying to do in the King's Indian. Yep. I'm not playing one Delta 4 much, very rarely now, because I don't like the King's Indian as black in certain variations.
Mm-hmm.
But I was quite happy to switch it in this variation because I realized that the light squared bishops, there was a transposition in the positioning of those. So I was happy to switch then. They're very small, intricate differences. But when you get to when you play at a high level, they matter, you know?
Yeah,
and yeah, if nothing else, have a think about that aspect of not always immediately recapturing. Yes?
Yeah, that was interesting. Twice that happened.
Yes, twice. Because if you can spend the time improving your position elsewhere, then yeah, do it. Yeah.
Yeah, more than one way to recapture. You can delay, find out which way is better, and then
yeah, find out which way is better. But also, if it's a pawn or something like that, and it's not going anywhere,
right?
Then take it at your leisure. You know, don't do it automatically.
It can even get in his way.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, I hope that's given you food for thought in any case.
Thank you very much, Chris. That was very...
Thank you.
I'm not going to be around next Sunday, but hopefully Paul will get himself sorted out for then. And hopefully, yeah, I'll maybe try and come again at some point.
Yeah, we'd love to have you here.
Yeah, cool. All right, cheers then, guys. Have a nice Sunday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. What? Yeah, it was a very interesting game.